So, Sir Kenny Dalglish, how does that sound?
It'd be a bit embarrassing, really. Obviously, it's a tremendous accolade, but when you set off in your life at a young age, you just want to be a footballer, and you grow through that development stage, you get married, and you just want to be a good dad, so, and a good husband. At the end of the day, all we've ever done is try to do our best. Football was something that I loved playing. It was something that I get a huge amount of enjoyment from. Marina's also going to be involved in our charity work later years, where the family have all made the contribution. I don't really know. It won't make much of a difference, I don't think, to our lives, but it's a huge accolade for the family and everybody who's come across myself in all these years. If everybody that's been there or thereabouts has helped, and without the help of an awful lot of people, you'd never get near anything like this. Now, whether it's fitting or whether it's apt, no, that wouldn't even start to discuss that. Whether I'm more deserving than maybe say Jock Steen or Bob Paisley, who missed out, I'm not going to even get involved in that. There's no way, that shape or form, that I think I'm anywhere near the level of those two. But as I say, we've got it. We're hugely grateful to everybody that did their little bit to help in the process of applying for one or sponsoring you for one, or and to the people that helped us throughout any part of our lives that we've had so far.
You're a very humble man, and I'm sure you've probably never even thought about this sort of honour being bestowed on you. But how did you find out about it?
A letter came through the post, a brown envelope. I thought it was a tax bill. But fortunately, it wasn't. But as I say, it's really humbling. It's you never dream that you're going to get anything like this. And as I say, my family are hugely important to myself, as my family when I was growing up, and Marina's family. So we hope we've passed on some of their traits into our kids, and they bring up their families with the same principles as we had. And also, for me, I think the reason why I enjoyed the football so much, most of the places, if not all of the places I went, certainly Celtic, Liverpool, Blackburn, Newcastle, they were all family orientated. They were all like humble, good people that had done well, and every single one of them suited me to a T. So that obviously helped when you're working somewhere that you feel very happy with.
This is an acknowledgement of all the football families, as you mentioned there, that you've been involved with. So whether it be Celtic or, you know, the league titles at Liverpool, European success, winning the Premier League with Blackburn, I'm sure you would say this is about everyone that you've been on that journey with.
Exactly, and you just hope that they can enjoy the moment as well. You don't get anywhere. Football's a team game. You don't get anywhere as an individual. So it is a team. I've got a good team at home. But in the family, the good team I was getting brought up with, a great team at my work, and we went to play for Celtic and Liverpool and managed the other clubs. So for me, I've been fortunate. The people who I worked with and for, I've been very, very generous to ourselves, and they were a great help to us as well. And they put their trust in myself to look after them, and I've tried my best to do it. And obviously somebody thinks it's okay because you've got an accolade like this, but you never set out to achieve that. You just set out to do as well as you possibly can and be as helpful to other people as you possibly can.
From a Liverpool perspective, could you ever have imagined the playing journey that you went on when you arrived here as a young striker?
I wasn't young. When I arrived here, I was 26.
They're all young in my eyes.
I was 26. No, but I think having been at football club when I was 15 for 3 weeks, I think that really gave me a right insight into the football club when I watched the documentary before the European Cup final in Rome on television. It didn't hadn't changed much to when I'd been then as a 15-year-old boy. So if I had a choice when I was leaving Celtic to go anywhere, it would have been here. And I was lucky that they asked us to come here. So Liverpool is a football club. Liverpool is a city. It's played a huge part in our family's life. And although I've lived in here longer than I lived in Glasgow, I'm still very proud to be a Glaswegian and eternally grateful to the people of Liverpool Football Club and the city and the people for the way they've taken myself and Marina and all the kids into their world and accepted us. So we've been fortunate that where we've gone, we've been very lucky.
And Marina's played a huge part, of course, with her charity in people's lives. You yourself played a massive part with Hillsborough and the aftermath of that as well. So, you know, you guys, obviously, I think the city as well feels indebted for your involvement.
No, they don't need to feel indebted to us. We help people because that's the way we were brought up. And I didn't see much drama in the fact that you did what you're supposed to do. Mm. What we were brought up to do. With the charity, we wanted to help because they'd been so good to Marina. With Hillsborough, we wanted to help because they'd supported us in our footballing life, and it was time for us to become the supporter. And I've always been brought up that if you can help somebody, it's better to do them a good turn than a bad turn. And that's all we wanted to do. We never set out to do what we did in any way, shape or form to come to the result that we've had today. So we just are what we are, and if somebody thinks we're okay, then that's their choice.
You're definitely okay. Congratulations, Sir Kenny Dalglish. Someone pointed out you need three letters on your stand.
Aye.
You better point that out.
By the way, I won't be going up.